Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Casey, you're going to like this, because the way we're starting out today's show, and you know what I'm talking about. Stephen Gronker is back. Stephen Gronker. By that I mean I'm having such a great summer. It's like I am the Gronk. So in case you like to nickname me Stephen Gronker last weekend, and that it's just stuck since then. But right now I'm I just wanted to bring that up. For right now, this is MSU. This is SCU1 and MSL Radio. And we got a lot of people on today. We have Casey, as always. We have the CEO, Andrew Powell, on with us. And we have Christine Hamilton. What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
What's good?
Good day. Hey, pretty lady. I miss you.
I know, me too.
What's going on?
Not much. Enjoying summer. Not as much as Stephen, apparently, but, you know.
Nobody's having a better summer than me.
you got to remember what the 21 was like, though. But I take that back. For us here in Scani, Casey and I, what you're doing, we were doing that when we were, like, 13.
I wasn't
just,
like that.
Just saying.
Christine, I got a question for you, though. Like, how did you grow up? Wisconsin, but you're a Bears fan. Like, that makes no sense. How are you from Wisconsin, but you're a Bears fan? Like, that should be blasphemy.
Well, my father is from Chicago. He grew up in the Robert Taylor Project, the real hood, and he's the one who taught me about sports. So you either, when you're a child and you're parent is teaching you about sports, you either go with them or you go against them. Well, Melvin wasn't having it, so I went with him.
I bet you kind of regret that. I bet
not
you
at all. Not at all.
Oh, come
because
on. No, you'd rather
not
be a
at
Packers
all.
Fan, Christine.
Because, okay,
come on
do
now.
Do you want me to drop some knowledge on you? I can do that.
Hey,
okay, first of all,
there would be
no Packers without the Bears because God rest his soul, George Sherman Hallis, put up 500 G's to keep the Packers from folding. That's why they're the only publicly traded team, because he wanted the Bears-Packers rivalry to stay alive, but he didn't want to have any part of ownership in the Packers. So they had to sell shares to pay him back that money. So without the Bears, there would be no Packers. Number two, we own the all-time win-loss record, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, but
and
who has
also,
the latest Super Bowl? Who has the latest
fine.
Super Bowl, Christine?
That's fine. And who do they have to go through every year? Who do the Packers have to go through? They're like our little brother. We rough them up a little bit and train them a little bit and send them off out into the world.
Oh
boy, okay. Dang. So, first topic for today's show, guys, is actually on the Bears. Because as Christine just told us off before we came on, William the Refrigerator Perry sold his Super Bowl ring from Super Bowl 20 and from 1986. How much did it go for, Christine? Well,
85.
The game was in 86, so I counted it as 86.
Okay. Agreed. It went for, I just looked online, $203,156 or something close to that.
$203,000.
Yeah, but now, like I have some facts on it, you know, like apparently it's a size 23 to 25, and it's the opening is roughly the size of half dollar coin, and I found this really cool story. Apparently, because of the, you know, sheer size of the ring, this kid and his dad, they bought what they thought was the real ring. Some say it's a salesman sample, and it's They bought it in 2011 for $8,500, this kid, Cliff Forrest Jr., and he sent it to the fridge. He bought it out of his college fund money because he believed that it should be with the fridge. So there, from what I understand, there's a little, controversy here because Perry says that the ring that the kid sent him is the real one because, quote, I had to cut the ring even more in the middle to fit my finger, and that one had the cut in it, the one that he had. And he said that ring's in a safe deposit box in Georgia. So who knows?
But $203,000, I would expect it to go for a lot more. Since it's the 15-1 Bears, one of the greatest teams to ever play football.
Yeah.
So
that's true, but you know, it's just a ring. It's not the trophy or something like that. So you got to keep things in perspective here. And you have to understand when you're at an auction, it's all about who's bidding. So if you can get two people to start going back and forth against each other that are really interested in an item, you can jack the price up more. But if there's only, you know, some interest, it's not going to go sky high.
If I was a Bears fan, I'd pay more than that for a ring from a guy that not only played in the Super Bowl, played with the 85 team. He scored in the Super Bowl. So that ring should mean a lot for
him. How much do you think a Cowboys Super Bowl ring would sell for? About $2?
Oh, wow.
that was harsh.
Oh, boy.
That was harsh. Are you hating on the Cowboys today, good sir?
Sorry.
Oh, boy, this guy.
I'm sorry, Steven. You know I had to do it.
Oh, good. I know. It's fine. And probably would go for less than the 85 ring because the Cowboys have 5 rings. You know, it doesn't matter what Super Bowl the ring came from. They're probably the same amount of price.
But do you guys have an undefeated season ring? No? Oh, okay.
Okay.
I give you that. Those are priceless. Yeah,
so,
you're not getting the undefeated season ring.
I think that's gonna be a while before we see another undefeated season. So now that we have 3 guys on instead of 2, I have a question for all 3 of you. This is a scenario. Ray Rice is looking to return to the NFL. I'm gonna start with Casey. She's the co-host. Casey, if just imagine that Ray Rice returned or didn't, unless you got signed by Green Bay, what would your reaction be?
I mean, I'm okay with him getting a second chance and everything. Obviously, you know, up here in Green Bay, we got Lacy, so I mean, I'm pretty satisfied with our, you know, running back situation. But if we didn't have Lacy and we needed somebody, I'd take him. He's, like I've said before multiple times, I mean, like I don't have that big of a problem with Ray Rice just because he actually, you know, showed remorse and all that and, you know, is really trying to, like, improve his image and, you know, go to counseling and all that stuff. So it's not like great, like I said, you know, compared to Greg Hardy. Like, Greg Hardy I'd have a problem with type thing. So, I mean, if a team needs a running back, he's a quality running back and he's out there. So, yeah, I'm cool.
All right, yeah, there'll be a lot of controversy with Eddie Lacy and Ray Rice, who should get the starting job, because both are really good running back. Christine, you're next. Ray Rice is signed by the Bears. What is your reaction?
Well, for me, I'm a very compartmentalized person. I can separate the talent from the behavior. So I'm fine with that, but personally, I wouldn't ever have him before Matty Ford. Matt Forte is money. And so as, you know, Casey said with Eddie Lacy, who is also money, we're set on running backs. Let's say an injury happens, sure, go ahead and sign him. I mean, the whole thing is you have to separate the talent from the behavior. Yeah, a lot of people are POSs, but they have talent, so you can like and appreciate their talent while also realizing that they have a lot of issues and they need to work on those issues, and if they don't, that's a them choice. Mouth breathers of the world, you know.
Yeah, Matt Forte is a pretty good running back. He definitely is. But I think if I am John Fox, coach of the Bears, and I get Ray Rice, I want him starting week one over Matt Forte.
No, not over Forte. No.
I just feel like
– Hey, Steven, come on.
I will put Ray Rice over Matt Forte. Andrew, you're next.
Oh, my God.
Ray Rice to Miami. What's your reaction?
Well, I've been supporting Ray Rice to Miami for – pretty much a year now. So everybody knows that I would be happy if Ray Rice got signed to Miami. But I know somebody who is an expert in Dolphins analytics. And they told me the past weekend that they feel like that Lamar Miller can rush for over 1,300 yards this season. So I'm kind of excited to see if that can happen. But if you got Lamar Miller and you team him up with a tandem with Ray Rice, and then you got Ajayi backing both of them up, oh, my God, that would be so nice. So I'm all on board for Ray Rice in Miami. Send his ass to the Dolphins. We'll take
him. Ray. And I know you and Case talked about this on your show. If Ray Rice went to Dallas, that'd be it. We'd be set. That's all we need is a running game at this point. Everybody knows that. After DeMarco Murray went to Philadelphia and left with this Darren McFadden, who's on the sideline.
Is Dallas going to just be, like, home of the, you know, white beaters? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, hey, Steven, you know why Darren and Eric couldn't be on your show today, right? Because all of our teams have won Super Bowls. Theirs, not so much.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. That was smart. All right, we're coming back. Now, this is our final half-hour show. We got everybody on with us here on SCU and Wally, only on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word, MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSO Radio.
Do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life. All right. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what this show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting
it
on what? Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, and Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
So I think we could all agree that the Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, is having a great 2015 Super Bowl title. This guy's having the time of his life. Partying hard. He published his own book. Like, what has this guy not done yet? And so now that I'm having a great summer. I hate to toot my own horn, but I definitely am having a great summer. And now the question is, who's having the better summer, me or him?
Is that really a question?
I gotta give it to Gronk.
Yeah.
Gronk's got a Super Bowl ring.
Love, is that really a question?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I mean, so there goes that.
Thanks for clearing that up, boo. But, yeah, probably Gronk.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Oh, all right then. There goes that.
Well,
Gronk's having a better 20.
If you could have came up here and had your 21st with Casey and I, it would have been more competitive. But
that's all right. We'll celebrate eventually. The time will come when we're all going to get together. We're all going to celebrate, just to celebrate.
In Miami.
Like maybe
Casey,
Miami,
do you understand
maybe
how things work up here?
Yeah.
I don't think they do. Have you guys? Did you guys watch the Lewis Black joke about drinking in Wisconsin?
No.
Oh,
I've heard about Wisconsin.
You got some alcoholics up here. You got. No, we're not alcoholics. We're professional. That's what he says at the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He also says, how do you know when it's New Year's? That's when we drink with hats on. So, I mean, come on. We know how to partake in some libations.
What percentage of people at Lambeau Packers fans are drunk on game day?
99.9%.
Nice.
I mean, maybe less, but everybody has had at least two beers and a couple of toddies before the game, even if they're driving, which is sad.
Right.
Sounds like Wisconsin,
well,
that kind of state.
Well, who knows? Maybe all of us will join up in Miami in February. We'll all go on that crazy Gronk cruise. You never know what could
happen.
That
would be awesome. Let's do that.
That would be fantastic.
That would be great.
I wish you had the music right now, Steven.
Wish I had the music right now.
I wish I had the soundbite for that. But I don't.
Next week.
So sorry. Next week. Oh, that's right. Let me just make the announcement one more time. This is the final half-hour show. Starting Monday, SC and Wally moves to 1 hour and moves back to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central Time, here only on MSO Radio. And we're
so
going to have
Steven,
a blast.
Yep. Give the audience a sneak peek on what kind of sound clips you're going to have.
Oh, man. I have honestly.
You don't have the same plan, do you?
I don't know right now, but. Me and Case are working.
Steven.
We got a lot of work this weekend.
Well, we're going to have football Friday with Christine, right?
There you go.
I mean, wow.
Football Fridays with Christine.
Football Fridays with Christine, yeah. What do you think about that, Casey, my love?
I'm good with that.
Yeah,
it'll
exactly.
Be fun. Nice way to go on the weekend.
Right?
Yeah, I'll
come
on,
football.
Discuss the previous week, talk about some predictions for the weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one thing
I can say about SC One with one hour shows. We're gonna have Christine Hamilton Fridays. I like the sound of that. And she'll be
absolutely
on every Friday with us talk football.
I thought it was football Fridays with Christine Hamilton. Football Fridays is more catchy, Steven.
Very well. Football Fridays with Christine. damn it. Premieres this Friday, August 7th, on SC and Wally. Look forward to it. So, Casey, I'm going to let you take over this one. Sheldon Richardson keeps digging himself into a bigger and bigger hole. What's up with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, obviously on the Jets, and he was the 2013 Defensive Rookie of the Year. Apparently, on the 14th of July, he was charged with resisting arrest in St. Louis. Basically, he was driving his Bentley in a high-speed drag race. He was clocked at 143 miles per hour, tried to evade police in a high-speed chase, driving into oncoming traffic. He turned the lights off on his car, tried to hide in somebody's driveway. He had a fully loaded gun under the driver's seat, and there was a very strong order of burnt marijuana. And then here's the kicker. There was a 12-year-old
that shouldn't even
car.
Be a part of it, but okay.
Okay. But you know what? I don't care about marijuana. So anyway. And this is 12 days prior to this. He was one of the guys who got, when they had, like, it was like suspension Friday, basically, the first week where they handed out, like, four suspensions in one day for violating the substance abuse policy due to Andrew's favorite topic. And then, anyway, so, but yeah, the reports of the arrest didn't come out till late Thursday, and it was actually funny because it was an hour after Richardson first, like, publicly commented since his suspension, and he's saying that, you know, he's vowing to stay clean, he's not a dope fiend, and then an hour later, this news came out, and the Jets were totally blindsided. They knew nothing about it, and so now it's just like, what do you do now with this guy? And yeah, it's a bad situation.
So,
man.
Big old messed up situation. This guy has already been suspended 4 games, and now he's in jail until because he doesn't know how to keep his car under control.
Well, here's the thing. I listened to Mike and Mike this morning,
I
usually do, and Golic was very, like, upset about this because of what happened with his
upset about
his
thing.
No, not true.
No, but this was, like, it had to do with his teammates. Like,
Jerome Brown. Yep, he was teammates with Jerome Brown, and Jerome Brown was 27, and he was driving his Corvette, and, you know, car went out of control, and it killed him and his 13-year-old nephew. A very similar scenario. Here's the problem, and I don't say this, like, you know, lightly or anything, but you can take the man out of the gangsta, but you can't take the gangsta out of the man. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Take it out of himself. He just chooses not to.
I will agree with that to an extent. Because, like I said, my dad grew up in Robert Taylor Project in Chicago. That's like Cabrini Green type stuff right there. And he got a football scholarship to Luther College in Iowa. His roommate was from Middleton, Wisconsin, came up here, met my mom. He never goes back. I say, why don't we go visit, you know, Auntie Shannon or something? And he's like, I don't want to go back there. Why would I go back there? It's Chirac. and I'm like, well, we have family, you know? And he's like, I know, but that's why he went and we're the only respected family of color in our town because he worked hard and he shows that that's not his mentality. But I think once, if you grow up in a situation where that's ingrained into you, it's very, very hard to turn away from. and to not go back to that when you're in a stressful moment. Think about this.
I can agree with that.
I don't know his background, and I'm not going to pretend that I do. But if he grew up in a situation where you run from the police and he's maybe running drugs, guns, whatever, you run from the police. And that's that fight or flight instinct, that's the first thing in his head. How can I dip out of this?
Mm-hmm.
He could have been a little more professional about it and put it in neutral and coasted instead of putting the brake lights on. But I'm just saying, they don't think, okay, I have my 12-year-old nephew with me. If I kill my brother or sister's child, they don't play the tape through. You will got to play the tape through in every single scenario that you're in. Of course, he's probably, knowing he's going to get suspended, so he's just going to go out with the boys and act a fool since he's going to be suspended anyways, so he can smoke anyways. But, man, that's just, you have so much put in front of you. Play the tape through.
Sheldon Richardson digging himself a bigger and bigger hole for this guy. The Jets and the Mets, man. The Jets and the Mets. Like, every year is just disappointing up here in New York because Jets and Mets fans are, like, down in the dumps because it's just – every
Knicks.
Season it's just –
You forgot about the Knicks.
And the Knicks, of course. It's not fun being a New York sports fan. I'm telling you, I'm moving to Miami where all there is so much talent in Miami, I can't even begin to start where it all began.
Yeah, because even if the teams suck, you're in paradise.
Right? Like, you got all-star players on, like, every team, basically. It's crazy. Crazy, amazing talent in Miami. Speaking of Miami, we do have some news. Christine told me this off-air. Dan Heron, Marlins pitcher, went to the Chicago Cubs.
Traded to the Cubbies.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubbies.
So,
and Christine,
you guys got to give me a scouting report on this. What's up with this guy? Come on. Give me the 411.
You're laughing
at me, Mr. Powell. Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, because I thought Steve.
So
was
we're
be
laughing
because
we're laughing because I don't know anything about it.
So let me get this straight. You tell me that you don't care about the hockey. Now you're telling me you don't care about the baseball. What am I supposed to do here? Come on, guys.
No, okay, wait. I care a little bit about baseball, but. It's just I don't know, anything about this guy.
Football and basketball, Christine. Baseball
what?
Is kind of boring. You have to agree.
Baseball is not boring. I love baseball.
Well, she's got a good team though, so it's different.
It doesn't matter.
Does
matter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Yes.
But
I still
watch the games even when they suck. But you're not interested in the Brewers when they're down, Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, it makes it more exciting to watch, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like,
You give Casey a pair of Brewers tickets. She's going to that damn Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because tailgating. Tailgating, networking, what are you talking? Are you crazy? Of course you can go. I would have gone with her to that veteran game. Yeah, I would have gone with you, boo, but I was already out of the state.
So, yeah.
I mean, I see that Dan Heron was 7-for-7 with a 3.42 ERA. That's not the greatest. 149 of 129 career, 3.75 ERA career. So I don't know why we're doing this. I'm going to have to do some research.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to give some Miami news to end the show. We have one more thing,
give
and then
a
we're
shout
out
to James
week.
Starting.
Of course. There you go. James Winston, announced by Lovie Smith. James Winston
Woo!
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No surprise there, obviously, because who else do they have?
I got to give a shout-out to Lovie Smith because I miss Lovie.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Heat released their preseason schedule today. They will start October 4th. hosting the Charlotte Hornets. They finish October 23rd at the Hornets of New Orleans. NOH. So this is the exclusive part of the final half-hour show of SU and Wally. So we are out of time for today. I want to thank Casey for being on as always. Thank Steve for being on with us. I think Andrew for being on with us. And next week, we begin an hour show.
Yeah.
Until then, have a good weekend. Stephen Gronk is out.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Ern III, here only on MSL Radio.